Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Lily. How can I help today?
Good morning, Lily. My name is Samuel with Ironclad Dumpster Rental. We have an account with you guys for promotion and stuff like that, but what are the cancellation policies?
Let me check that here for you. One moment while I pull up the account. Okay. Okay, and just to confirm, you said I'm speaking with Samuel from Ironclad Correct. Dumpster Rental, right?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. All right, so it looks like you were just billed today. When you need to discontinue the service, we ask that you let us know at least 3 days before your billing date. It does not look like there is a termination fee on your account, so we really just ask that you let us know 3 days before your billing date. Was there a reason why you were considering canceling the account?
We're not seeing a return on having Local Splash. The phone usually doesn't. I get a few calls from a month, if that, through using the app.
Oh.
Not seeing a return on an investment right now, and it's slowed down enough to where it's actually just eating away at our whatever we do make. But another question.
Sure.
What are the, if for the domain name, is that because you guys did help me with the website using Wix, the domain name, is that something that you guys keep or is that something that I keep? And the website gets closed down once the account is closed, correct?
The website would get taken down. We do offer the option to continue to have your website live if you'd like to keep that active. It's a very low cost. But, I mean, that is a really good option versus, buying the domain and then creating a new one, paying for hosting, having it optimized and all of that stuff. I'm not sure if you'd like to consider that. But there's still options in your account. I can always ask for new ads, check for new optimization options to see what kind of return we can bring you this month since you did just pay for it. If you don't see a difference, then I would suggest you continue with the website hosting, which is just $29 a month. So if you wanted to do that, you can do that. But yeah, it's a good option versus taking down the whole website and affecting your optimization.
Okay, we'll keep that in mind since it does kind of look like we might either go ahead, since the way things are looking, we might have to even just close business. But so there's no fee. Just call back 3 days later, right? 3 days before cancellation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 3 days before the 7th of May is what we asked, that you let us know at least 3 days before. Either way, I'll have your account fully checked and optimized this month. Hopefully you do decide to keep it active or, maybe we can put it on hold. But yes, that's all we require is just a 3-day notice prior to the 7th of May.
Prior to the 7th of May. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, sounds good. Thank you very much, Lily. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you so much, Samuel.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.